Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to violence.
Welcome to Lost in the Static.
Welcome, yes. Welcome to Adam and Eve Presents. Use the promo code STATIC.
No, we're not doing the Adam and Eve Presents.
I'm just trying to be funny, but okay, use the Adam and Eve. Go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code STATIC to get 50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, free mystery gift, free shipping in the U.S. You guys know all this, but you're not using the code.
You know what?
What?
You didn't make that epic enough is the problem. So you really have to inspire people.
I told you, we're not, no. We're not
doing, are you sure?
We're not doing new opens, oh. No. We're not a Michael Bay movie. Stop it. Ben Affleck does not scream that he loves Bruce Willis.
If you really, really want to help Lost in the Static, all you have to do is go to adamandeve.com and use the code STATIC. It'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel epic. It will get you 50% off of a single product. Free shipping and 3 free DVDs along with a free mystery gift.
You guys didn't know Scott was gay before, you do now.
There you go.
Jesus crikey. And I guess that's...
This is what happens when Scott gets bored and starts looking through my film music production stuff.
Well, I also would like to say right off the bat, for any of you listening, this is probably going to be our least socially relevant episode ever.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to waste an entire hour of your time talking about breakfast cereal.
Yes.
This is going to be the least relevant one we've ever... This is our 135th episode, and this will be the least relevant one of these ever.
We've done 135 of these damn things?
Counting this one, yes.
Wow. Okay.
So, breakfast cereals. Obviously, yes. We all eat breakfast cereal.
Yes.
Even people, when I was growing up, I was friends with a kid who was lactose intolerant, and he would put juice on his cereal. He still ate breakfast cereal. Everybody eats breakfast cereal.
Yuck. What a shame. Not even soy milk?
No. Dude, this is the 80s, you know?
Soy milk was around.
Yeah, and it was expensive.
Yeah.
But no, I love cereal. Now, I'm one of those guys that, if you asked me what's your favorite cereal, I couldn't tell you because it depends on what kind of mood I'm in. You know, maybe it's Honey Nut Cheerios, maybe it's Count Chocula, maybe it's Frosted Flakes, maybe it's Fruit Loops. I don't know. It depends on what kind of a mood I'm in.
Golden Grahams?
No. Why didn't they just call Golden Grahams? You have 30 seconds before it sogs up.
No, I freaking love Golden Grahams.
Ugh.
I love Golden Grahams. I love Alphabets.
Alphabets are good.
And I love...
Alphabets with marshmallows.
Honey, no marshmallows.
Yes, marshmallows.
No,
damn FDA, why can't it be all marshmallows?
No, because marshmallows are terrible.
You're an idiot.
Anyway, Golden Grahams is probably my all-time favorite. Alphabets, second all-time favorite. Followed really closely, I'll just say second place tie with Honey Nut Cheerios.
I love Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes.
And Frosted Flakes, I actually like the generic better. You get those Malto Meal store brands, they have twice as much sugar as real Frosted Flakes do. They're awesome.
Oh,
they're actually better.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I can actually, my teeth hurt, actually, after having a bowl of the Malto Meal Frosted Flakes. That's when you know you've had... Okay, remember chocolate frosted sugar bombs from Calvin and Hobbes?
Yes.
That's basically the real life equivalent, is the Malto Meal Frosted Flakes, but they're not chocolate.
See, for me, that's just way too much sugar. Way too much sugar.
I'm the kid...
You're the kid that took a stick of butter, rolled it in sugar, and ate it.
Right, but also when I was eating cereal...
Why are you alive?
To defy Christianity.
How are you alive?
To prove that God does not exist. So, we're going to talk a lot about some cereals that don't exist anymore, unfortunately.
This is
some of these we've tried, some of these we missed.
This is true. And let's see here. We've got a couple to choose from because we've got those tie-in classic cereals.
Ones that usually were around for 4 or 5 months for a quick flash in the pan cartoon or movie,
yep.
And then whoop.
And then gone. Yeah. Which is really a shame because Some of those were really good.
And some were just total, hey, we've got this other cereal. If we just change the marshmallow shapes, we're good.
Exactly. So I'll tell you what, let's talk about the forgotten ones first.
Okay. The first one on the list, Pac-Man cereal. I do remember Pac-Man. I remember eating it. I don't remember what it tasted like, but I remember, because I got to remember, we were seven
it was
when
Trix.
This came out.
I can tell you exactly what it was. It was Trix.
Oh, was it?
The little round.
With marshmallows, because it had marshmallow ghosts.
Yes, it had marshmallow ghosts and little marshmallow Pac-Mans. But the actual cereal part was the little round puffed cereal, and it was Trix.
I've often wondered about using little round puffs in a cereal with a rabbit as a mascot, since they leave little round poopies.
Well, they don't use, that's why they're not round anymore. Now they're fruit shaped. They're shaped like what they're supposed to taste like, which they don't.
I haven't had Trix anymore because Trix are for Johns. You're not even going to give me props on that one?
Nope. Not even going to acknowledge that one.
Oh, fuck you. All right, fine. Rainbow Bright. I don't remember this one at all.
I do.
I don't. It looks... Yeah, it just looks bland from the box. I mean, you know, they got a big bowl of the cereal there.
It's Fruit Loops.
In shapes of little moons or rainbows and shit.
Yeah, it's broken in half Fruit Loops. And
I can see that now. Broken in half Fruit Loops. I can see that.
Yeah, that's precisely what it was. And the reason I remember Rainbow Bright so well is because I had a neighbor that was a girl.
I'm sure all of us did at some point.
But
you said it like you were unique experience.
It was so strange. She spoke to me. I'm not used to that.
In English too. My God, I didn't think they knew that.
But no, she lived across our backyard basically. Her name was Betsy, and it was the 70s. And I don't know if you had a friend. Well, you may have been the friend, but. Both of her parents were alcoholics, and it was Betsy and then her older brother, and her older brother was like the delinquent that worked on cars, and he had this Barracuda.
Nelson Muntz?
He had this giant Barracuda that he like turbocharged and put the little thing on the hood, and it was yellow and green, and he actually
had a small penis, and he was making up for it.
No. I mean, he always had a girlfriend. He did well with the ladies, but he had this car that he always worked on, or a moped or a motorcycle that he was always working on, and he was the local tough delinquent dude, and like you said, Nelson Muntz, and then Betsy was the younger sister, and. Let's just say that she wasn't very welcome or happy with her family, so she ended up spending a whole lot of time with me, and my mom and dad kind of adopted her.
And you ate Rainbow Bright cereal?
She had Rainbow. She was a fan of Rainbow Bright, so we had Rainbow Bright cereal in the house for her.
You realize that you said that was the late 70s, though. Rainbow Bright was early 80s, though.
Well, that's dude. I moved to Muncie in 1978, and Betsy was one of the first people we met when we got there.
Okay, I'm just saying that that Rainbow Bright didn't exist till like 80.
Well, I know that's what I'm saying. She was part of the family for years. We still talk to her.
Okay,
so there we go. Gremlins.
Gremlins was the most bland. Flash in the pan. We need to get this out while the movie's hot.
See, I don't cereal. Remember. I don't remember Gremlins.
I just remember it being like, why don't you just take a piece of sandpaper and shave the top of my mouth off? Just, you know, save me the time of having to eat this cereal.
You know what it kind of looks like? It kind of looks like. Now, I like Captain Crunch.
I like Crunch Berries.
No.
And I love Peanut Butter Crunch.
No. That's weird because you don't like peanut butter.
I like peanut butter cups too, and I don't like peanut butter. I'm complex like that.
God, you're strange. But no, these kind of look like misshapen Captain Crunch, but they just look like generic puffs that are little gremlin shapes.
I think they're supposed to be gremlins, but they look more like deformed teddy bears.
Yeah. Okay, and then I do remember the Nintendo cereal system. And the one that they're featuring here, we're on BuzzFeed. If you want to follow along, you can go to BuzzFeed and just search up cereal and...
See, I do remember this. It came in two. Do you remember Nerds?
Two separate bags. Yeah, yeah.
It was just like Nerds. You had, you know, normal size cereal box, and half of it was a tall thin bag of Super Mario Brothers, and half of it was a tall thin bag of Legend of Zelda. So you could either eat the cereal separate, or open both bags and pour them together and make like this Super Mario Brothers Zelda mishmash cereal.
Weird. I don't know. I don't think we ever I ever had. Didn't it?
I was a Nintendo fan. I made my mom buy this.
Yeah, I know. I was a Nintendo fan too, but I was late on the NES bandwagon because, again, we were traveling a lot.
Got it the first Christmas.
Out of curiosity, though, because one side was fruity, the other side was berry. What's the difference?
Because the fruity is more banana, orange kind of thing.
Okay.
Where, and then berry is, you know, strawberry, raspberry. Okay. So, I mean, it sounds the same, but there is differences. Let's put it that way.
Now, these I remember. These I had.
Mr. T.
Mr. T.
I remember Mr. T, but again, I remember buying a box.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they tasted like.
I remember buying a box, and they were again, you're pretty bland, sugared. They're like bland corn pops that are deformed into little T's.
I pay the food, don't eat my cereal.
Yes.
Yes, but, thank you, Pee-wee Herman.
Yes.
I remember E.T.
E.T., yes. We had, we had E.T. everything.
Well, okay, here's the thing with E.T. Now, I know I'm jumping ahead in the list a little bit by bringing up this other one, C-3PO's. C-3PO's and E.T. were the same basic cereal, just in different shapes.
Right.
And they were basically like eating a wicker swing set.
They had a little taste to them because I mean
I remember these things just being like blah like why don't I just eat a whole box of Wheat Thins and milk? I mean this is just blah.
but the thing about E.T.'s was they didn't even like try to make it look like E.T. or anything like that. It was just little E's and T's.
Little T's, yeah. It was like, oh, geez, you're really half-assing this, aren't you, man?
And I especially like, now, we've talked before about cereal, and there was always something in the box. For instance, the Pac-Man. Yeah. Pac-Man we mentioned earlier, you could send away box tops for a painter's cap.
The Nintendo one came with little trading cards, collect all 12 or some shit.
There you go. E.T. storybook album offer, 15-cent coupon inside. Free with E.T. cereal with, what, five UPC symbols, and it's a poster of E.T. and Michael Jackson.
Talk about an alien and a predator,
You cannot get more 80s than E.T. hanging out with Michael Jackson.
Come on, give me a little credit for the alien and predator joke.
I gave you all the credit you deserve.
Ass. Now this, strawberry shortcake cereal. I don't give a shit if it was a girl cereal. This shit was fucking amazing, man.
Never had it.
Oh my God, this shit was just amazing. You want to talk fruity in a totally non-gay sense, fruity in your mouth? This was it. The strawberry shortcake cereal was amazing. I really wish they'd bring this back. I would buy this shit by the fucking case.
Well, see, now Hasbro has, they did bring back at least strawberry shortcake because it's on the hub now.
Yeah, they got the new one. Bring back strawberry shortcake cereal the same way it tasted in the 80s. That shit was great.
And to me, just the pieces, again, they're just like corn pops. They're just round.
But they were strawberry. I mean, this was not a weak flavor, man.
I was going to say what they look like almost is like strawberry quick in puff form.
Kinda. It's like, oh, it was great.
There you go. Now, Crispy Critters. Don't remember this one.
Crispy Critters. My God. I remember it. I don't know if I ever had it.
I don't know.
I remember seeing it on the shelf. I don't know if I ever had it. Ghostbusters cereal was fucking good.
Little marshmallow ghosts and the little no symbols, right?
Yeah. I used to actually eat this while watching Ghostbusters.
See, I never...
I'd watch the cartoon while eating the damn cereal.
And I never had this cereal. But again, here, look. Free inside, bazooka gum. Because what goes better with cereal than gum?
Well, I mean, you could say it traps ghosts. I don't know. Barbie cereal, this one eludes me. I don't even remember this one.
I don't remember
shelf.
Breakfast with Barbie at all.
No, that one, I don't have
natural
anything to say.
Food flavors, yeah. And you know what it looks like? It's the mold of C-3PO's. So you take a look.
Yeah, it is. It's the same mold, but
the little eights.
But I guess they're not wicker.
But it's fruity.
I guess they're not wicker.
Now this I remember
Smurfberry Crunch.
Yes.
Okay, you know what's fucked up? If they ever brought this back, I'd get 15 cents off. My wife still has a Smurfberry Crunch coupon that specifically says no expiration date.
Perfect.
So if they ever bring Smurfberry Crunch back, they better goddamn honor my wife's coupon for it.
Well, there you go. And again, one set of Smurf stickers inside.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark stiffer is
stiffers.
AdamandEve.com. Order what you'd like.
Yes.
Get a glow in the dark stiffer. Let's move on. Batman. Now, this I remember well.
I remember well. This was another quick-ass cash-in because...
1989.
Let's put it this way. You can tell when they have no flavor and no marshmallows. This was a last-second, let's make a cereal.
Yeah. And it's... Again, it looks like corn pops that have been malformed and, you know, lack sugar. They look like little bat symbols.
And they're just bland and lifeless. Now, ice cream cones, I remember.
I remember this well. Now, it came with the... This actually came in multiple flavors. Because you remember they had vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry.
I only remember the vanilla one.
I remember all three.
Okay.
They had vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and the Neapolitan, which had them all mixed together. But the flavors were actually the little puff balls. Again, they look like corn pops, but they're perfect, or tricks, the perfectly round balls. And vanilla was white, strawberry was pink, chocolate was brown. And then you had, in addition to that, what looked like little tiny bugles, if you're familiar with those.
I love bugles.
Chips. But they're.
I can't imagine eating them in milk, but.
Well, no, they're ice cream cone flavored, obviously. But
and this one comes free inside gumballs.
Yes. Again, what goes better with cereal than gum?
Stop saying this one. They can't see this. You have to say the title.
This is the next one that we're going to talk about. C-3POs.
Yeah, these were terrible. I remember them, but they were fucking awful.
Yes. And if you're not familiar with them, they look like little eights. And I remember they played it off that they were supposed to be his eyes.
Yeah, and it was like, man, you're really stretching this one.
But they look like little eights. If you go and you get... never mind. They look like little eights, and they were like eating wicker baskets. It was terrible. This one, too.
Cabbage Patch Kids cereal? I don't remember this one.
I do.
I don't remember this
one.
I do,
and they were little puffed faces.
So you're like eating kid's face?
You're eating baby faces when you eat Cabbage Patch Kids cereal. And also,
not creepy at all.
No, not creepy at all. This is also another way you can always tell that it had no taste. Look at that red ribbon at the top of the box.
Low sugar.
Exactly.
Like I said, I want my chocolate frosted sugar bombs, damn it.
Yep. This one I don't remember at
all. I remember Circus Fun. I don't remember what it tasted like, but I do remember that box being in my house. So my mom had to have bought some Circus Fun at some point.
This one I remember.
Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Yep. Went out in the 80s, didn't it?
I believe so.
Early 80s.
This is when GM was trying to branch out the monster cereals. And, you know, they had we'll bring it up later, but the Fruit Brute Disaster.
Yep.
And they wanted Yummy Mummy, and they wanted more. And for whatever reason, kids just didn't want more than the core.
Nope.
They wanted the triumvirate, and that's it.
Yep. Boo Berry, Frankenberry, and
Count Chocula, and that's it.
Now, this I have no idea. Dunkin' Donuts cereal.
I remember this was not bad. Dunkin' Donuts cereal was not bad. And the thing you got in the box was great. Amazing Blackstone card trick system. What does that have to do with donuts or cereal? What? It's just so random, Scott.
If you remember, I remember this Dunkin' Donuts campaign because this was during the the guy time to make the donuts that their 80s ad, and then there was another. It was a jointly running ad campaign at the same time with the Amazing Blackstone. And he would make people's donuts disappear, and they would get all upset and beat him up.
Okay, I don't remember that ad campaign, but okay. G.I. Joe...
It could be inside my brain, but I do remember it. And it could be something I made up, in which case, if they ever bring, Dunkin' Donuts could listen to this show
gave an idea.
Just be like, hey, nobody likes Blackstone anymore.
G.I. Joe's.
The action, I remember these. These were awful. They were little puffed stars.
I think I had my mom buy it once, and then I went, I'd prefer a cereal with flavor, Mom, so don't buy these again.
Now, out of curiosity, why didn't they go for the obvious, easy-to-make, easy-to-mold ones and just call them G.I. O's?
Go to the next one. And see, for years...
Hold on. Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Before the internet and, you know, everything being up there, people thought I was crazy for remembering banana frosted flakes. I remembered it. None of my friends did. My mom didn't, and she bought the shit for me. Nobody remembered these until the internet era came around, and I was able to go, look, these really existed. I really ate these.
I remember them, and they were, these banana frosted flakes were especially
popular.
For
years, I thought I did what you did with the Amazing Blackstone. I thought I made these up in my head that somehow I fucked these up. That's... But banana frosted flakes was... nasty as shit.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
they were a bad idea. I do like the commercials, though. They were very Raiders of the Lost Ark. You know, he's like in a tropical paradise and whatnot, and he's being attacked by natives, and he gives him the banana frosted flakes, and I'm like, oh, so racially insensitive. But
yes,
okay.
Yes. The same thing happened to me with this one. And what it is, it's by post. And it's not Crunchy Stars, it's Crunchy Stars.
It's from the Swedish Chef, from the Muppets.
Chef, yes. From the Muppets Swedish Chef, and nobody that I knew. I was like, yes, the Swedish Chef had a cereal. No.
I don't remember these either.
I don't. And they were bland as all get out, you know. But
they look like a cashew.
Now, earlier you mentioned Nerds. Nerds also had a cereal thing, and they did the two bags in every box.
But unlike the Nintendo cereal, which was an actual cereal, these were like eating Nerds. They were the little, tiny, hard cereal.
They were like grape nuts.
Yeah, so it wasn't like eating a normal cereal.
No, they were super sweet grape nuts is what they were.
And again, you had the two bags, so you could mix the grape and the strawberry together if you wanted, or you could keep them separate. And it was a neat idea.
Exactly. Now, Donkey Kong. I don't remember this at all, to be honest.
Again, the box is so... I remember having that box in my house, but maybe my brother ate them. I don't, you know...
But again, if you want to see the most interesting portrayal of Mario...
he was not even Mario yet. He was Jumpman.
He was Jumpman. But yeah, it's the most interesting version of Mario I've ever seen. I've seen that version of Donkey Kong before, of course, on the original Donkey Kong cabinet.
Yes.
But... this version of Mario, I think, is pretty distinct to this box, so it's worth looking up.
I so remember Morning Funnies. I so remember Morning Funnies, man.
Again with the eating faces, and these are just fruity little smiley faces,
But what it is, Morning Funnies is, you know, the Sunday comics. You had Beetle Bailey and Family Circus, Marvin, Dennis the Menace, High and Lois, and stuff, and they wanted you to eat them. And I always remember, because the boxes were all unique, they all had a different comic strip on the back. So we're kids, we're stupid. Buy that one, and that one, and that one. It's the same series. I don't care. They have different boxes.
Exactly.
Buy them.
Exactly. And then this one I remember, and I this was a favorite.
Oh, my God. S'mores Crunch was so
S'mores Crunch.
Good. They still made this when I got married. So they still made this one into the 90s.
Yes.
So I remember making my wife buy S'mores Crunch. This shit was so good.
This is one of the rare, it's one of the rare cereals with marshmallow that I liked. And it was chocolate flavored Golden Grahams, basically.
And again, they still have the same. You got 30 seconds before this thing is a Sogmeister. So eat fast, kid.
But it was good. And I can tell you this box is from the 90s, free glow-in-the-dark Fire Eyes sticker.
Yeah. and that would be some of the more forgotten ones.
Yes.
But do you guys remember some of the forgotten mascots? Well, like, everyone knows the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
Always been a leprechaun.
No. He was like a gay wizard for a while.
What?
Yeah, in the 70s, he was a gay wizard called Waldo.
See, I don't remember Waldo.
I don't
at
either.
All,
well, mid 70s, it's right when we're born, so we don't. It's a little before our, but it's a little before our time.
Yeah. Now I do remember Sugar Corn Pops. Before, you know, now they don't really even have a mascot.
Not really, no.
But back. I do remember.
I do
the
like
porcupine.
Corn pops a lot.
I do too. They're good.
They're quite good.
They're good. They're one of those cereals though that you have to be careful when you put the milk on because they float.
Yeah, you can have them streaming over the bowl.
Yes,
you can have that bowl crowning really really fast.
Exactly, the little volcano. But I do remember they used to have a little porcupine.
See, I don't remember the porcupine. I remember the fucking cowboy, though.
I remember the cowboy.
Corn. We're still on corn pops. I remember the cowboy.
Oh, yes. I don't remember his name. I don't remember the ad campaigns, but that huge, tall hat that, and his elongated chin. Mike, it's a penis.
According to this,
that's a penis.
According to this, his name was Big Yella.
Okay.
I do remember Big Yella.
All righty, then. Now, alphabets, I remember the dog.
See, I don't remember the alphabet's dog.
I do.
I don't. The dog eludes me.
I remember. I was highly upset last time I got an alphabet's
the one that I bought you.
Yeah, and they didn't have the dog on it.
Doggone it! I see what you did there. Really, nothing? Fuck you.
So the next one is Tony the Tiger had a wife.
Again, don't remember this.
Either that or it's his mom. That could be his mom. By the looks of things, she wears pearls and has flower hat and gray hair. Just a tiger with gray hair. What the hell? But
not gray fur, gray hair.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, that's a little before our time. She came out in 71.
Right.
We're negative.
And disappeared.
We're not even zygotes yet. So.
Yeah.
Now we brought it up earlier. Fruit Root.
The werewolf cereal.
Did you just say werewolf?
The werewolf cereal.
That's not what you said.
I said werewolf cereal.
Werewolf
huh? cereal.
Werewolf, huh?
No.
And you know what? I want what was in the box and not the Fruit Brute shit. Monster Playmates. It's got little like PVC action figures of all four monsters at the time. I want those, man.
That would be awesome.
I'm going to have to go to eBay that shit. And now we have your nightmares come to life as a cereal.
Seriously, you have to go to BuzzFeed. You have to look up these forgotten cereal mascots because apparently John Wayne Gacy sold Sugar Smacks
in the
50s.
It's this creepy looking clown that looks like he's going to kill you and rape you in that order.
Wait, what the hell was the name of the show? I can't remember the name of the show, but the name of the skit was Creepios. And
I don't remember that.
Oh, but
yeah, it was like, holy shit, that's some nightmare. You don't want to wake up to that.
I know. Hi, kids. Have some Sugar Smacks. I will eat your soul.
That's pretty much it. It's a creepy ass, creepy clown voice too.
Oh, you have no idea.
and then we've got.
Sugar Sprinkles Spangles, which I've never even heard of.
And it's from the 90s. It's basically the genie from Aladdin.
Yeah, a little bit
purple.
A little bit more purple and a little bit more urban.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. And, of course, again from General Mills, Jets. Hey, 50s.
It's got a very 50s logo.
I don't know that cereal at all. I remember, you know, there we go.
Then
now,
we got...
I do remember... This was... This is a Captain Crunch logo. I do remember Choco Crunch.
Yeah, I was gonna say I remember Choco Crunch.
I don't remember its spokesman.
I didn't until I saw these photos, and I went Choco the Blob. I seem to remember Choco the Blob.
I don't at all, but he looks like he's made of chocolate chip cookie dough.
And he has no arms and huge feet.
Yes.
And now we get racist on you.
Oh.
Post sugar coated rice crinkle. Yes. With a very Japanese box.
Oh yes. And this is obviously just post World War II.
Actually, it's after World War II. This is the 60s.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
This is 60s racism here.
Okay, so racism after it's grown up a little bit.
Yeah. This is 60s racism with the rice crinkle.
But yes, the very
too racist
very Japanese.
There. Sorry,
oh, that's okay. But wouldn't it be Klinkles?
Yeah, I guess technically
Lice Klinkles. Oh, sorry, everybody. Terribly
no, you're
sorry.
Not.
Okay, now you mentioned earlier that there were a lot of cereals that were just flash in the pan tie-ins, and we talked about a few ET and some of the others.
C-3PO. Yeah, C-3PO. These things were around 3-4 months.
And
they vanished.
gone. And now, collectible as hell.
Oh, especially if you can find a sealed. Sealed C-3PO's recently went for such an absurd amount of money. I said, you know what? The only way I can see doing that is if you fucking eat it too.
Can you remember?
There's no way you keep that in the bag if you pay $1,000 for a box of cereal.
Was it about $1,000?
Something like that. And it's just like, dude, you fucking eat it then too.
But I remember this movie. I remember the Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, I was gonna say this isn't from the movie.
This is from
Bill and Ted's Excellent Cereal was based on the Fox cartoon.
Yes, I remember the cartoon,
which was terrible.
Don't remember the cereal.
Oh, George Carlin needed the money so bad. And I'm not being facetious. That was when his IRS problems were there. So he actually voiced Rufus on the cartoon.
Yes.
He was the only cast member to return because he needed the money bad.
I believe it. Now, this, again, inside the box, hysterical, historical, crossed out, postcards.
I'd like to see a couple of those, actually. Too.
We talked about Mr. T Crunch, again, tied into the Saturday morning cartoon,
And most people will recognize it from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, when he's pouring it on his pancakes.
That's
I pay
right.
the food, I don't eat my cereal.
That's right. Now, this tie-in, I don't remember at all, obviously.
I want one. Holy shit. I want a Kellogg's Sugar Smacks Mr. Spock Star Trek box. I want.
In fact, it makes me wonder this. I wonder if there were many different boxes with this one.
Kirk and McCoy and all that.
Well, you'll notice at the top it says Star Trek Mission 271, which tells me maybe there were other missions with Spock and Kirk. And again, this is tied into the
classic Trek.
The classic Trek, classic cartoon.
The box art, there's no dates on this. Box art strikes me as very late 60s, like probably when the show was in first run.
Yes. Well, provided he still has the name tag.
Well, yeah. And it comes with free Star Trek badges, whatever that means. We don't need no stinking badges.
Badgers. we talked about E.T. cereal. That was awesome stuff. We talked about Pac-Man. That was pretty awesome.
C-3PO's.
C-3PO's, which were terrible. But yeah, there we go.
and then cereals... They've changed style a lot.
Well, the recent one, and a lot of these tie-ins and a lot of the logo or mascot cereals are actually prior to it becoming Ralston Purina. There was Ralston, and there was Purina.
Right.
And Purina was specifically animal feed and dealt with a lot of agricultural stuff and. Put out some cereals of their own.
Yeah, but Purina also put out one of my favorites that's not been on any of these lists.
Okay.
Do you remember Waffle-O's?
Yes,
I
do.
I loved the shit out of Waffle. It was basically like you were eating calcified syrup in milk, and that was so good. And I remember that being from Purina because I always thought, why is the dog food logo on my cereal?
Yeah.
That was the thing I always thought as a kid. Mom, did you buy me dog food?
But it seems recently the big trend in cereals is it's healthy.
That's from the Clinton administration bullshit. Yeah,
leading the charge from this being Cheerios. Now we associate Cheerios with heart health and as a baby snack.
Yeah, and Cheerios, when they're not honey nutted, are kind of bleh.
Yeah,
they need to be honey nutted to be good. Or frosted. You ever had frosted Cheerios?
Wait a minute. Honey nutted? You make it sound like a bee came all over my cereal.
And how do you know that?
Kinda did actually.
But have you ever had frosted Cheerios?
Yes.
Oh, they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're fucking amazing.
I do like the multigrain, the four.
I don't because, again, I'd rather not eat Wicker.
They're just sweet enough.
Yeah.
But Cheerios used to have, they used to be tied in with Walt Disney and very, very different logos. Wasn't quite as skinny.
Well, and now, you know, they always have, like you said, the heart is always associated with it now, which is kind of ridiculous. And then whole grain guaranteed.
Yeah.
Didn't we used to eat cereals so we could eat a meal that had no health benefits to it?
Any of the General Mills. Now they say the big G stands for grain. No.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. But yeah, Boo Berry. I remember the classic Boo Berry box versus today it looks as though somebody spray painted it and turned it into some 3D computer animated art. I remember the 2D, very 70s animation. It was almost, what was the name of the dog? Huckleberry Hound. It's kinda, almost, yeah, almost as if you're being haunted by the ghost of Huckleberry
Hound. Because he almost looks sullen, doesn't he? But we need to talk about the Monster cereals for a second.
Sure.
The Monster cereals, what happened to them? I mean, leaving out Yummy Mummy and Fruit Brute as being failures, nowadays, the only one you can get year-round is Count Chocula. You used to be able to get Boo Berry and Frankenberry year-round.
That's
now,
right.
Now, September through December is the only time you can get
Boo Berry
and Frankenberry. What happened?
Did
the Monster cereals fall off? What?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, they didn't sell.
They're fucking
they
great.
Selling.
Remember my experiment with Boo Berry where I tried to turn my pee blue and it ended up turning my poop green by eating two boxes in a single day? Remember that? It didn't work exactly the way I planned it?
Yes, because you don't under... Anyway, yes. Halloween was... Boo Berry comes around. Now, Frankenberry does come back around Valentine's Day, too.
Because of the pink?
Because of the pink.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's it.
Why not just make vagina O's? That can come back for the pink, too.
Oh, I wonder what that would taste like. get a free sample of lube in every box.
Do you have to rub the pieces to get them?
They start out real small. You put them in milk. They get excited. And anyway.
We're taking this way too far. But I just want to say, I love the Monster cereals. Why the fuck have these not been franchised into a cartoon? How has General Mills not made a fucking cartoon of the Monster cereals?
No, wait a minute. Didn't they try?
No. They had animated commercials, like minute-long commercials that were... Why not a Saturday morning cartoon? We would have, no pun intended, eaten that up in the 80s, man. General Mills, you're stupid. Hanna-Barbera, come on.
Here's another example, the Cocoa Puffs bird. I remember the classic two-dimensional
When he used to look like an LSD hallucination?
Well, he used to look like an LSD hallucination, or he kind of had a vaudeville look to him with that striped suit.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with
that. And
now
he's, you know, he's hip, he's
now
riding
he's
a skateboard.
Extreme!
Yeah. Exactly. Ah, there's the Count Chocula I remember.
Yeah, I Count Chocula, he was never scary.
No.
But he didn't look like he was special.
Right.
Now he looks like he's special.
Yes.
I don't like that.
And again, we've gone from 2D cell animation, the sleepy eyes, that very, very... There's something about that line and that drawing that just screams, this is 1970s artwork.
Oh, yeah. You know, artwork is very key like that. I'm not changing the subject.
Right.
I bought an old RPG, a role-playing game box set called Car Wars from, I want to say like 86, 87, I think it was, back when I worked at 26. I bought it at lunch. And when I brought it home, or when I brought it to work, and I showed it to a friend of mine, he goes, I'm going to guess mid-80s by the artwork on that box. And it's just, you know, the eras had a certain style to them.
And here's an interesting change. Look at the title of the box. It used to be Little Count Chocula.
Big Chocula. Now it's Count Chocula.
Chocula.
Yeah, because again, healthy.
Well, and that's weird because they've added marshmallows. It didn't used to have marshmallows.
Yes, it did.
Not always.
Yeah, it did. It's always had marshmallows.
Well,
they weren't a focal point.
Right.
Which is again stupid.
And again, Frosted Flakes. There have been many incarnations of Tony the Tiger. He wasn't always an extreme sports enthusiast. Like
yeah,
he is
was.
Now.
He was very racist. I mean, you tell me that old picture from the 50s is not Japanese with the tiny slinty eyes and the.
No, that's just the art. The artwork. He was never really Japanese, but he used to be quite fat and roly-poly.
I don't remember the roly-poly part.
Oh, yes. He used to be quite roly-poly. They've slimmed him down and given him a better defined body, and now he's, you know, you got to get your stripes, blah.
Yeah, fuck you.
Frankenberry hadn't really changed.
Oh, he used to be a little more lanky and...
Yeah, there used to be more of him. Now you can just see his face.
And again, he kind of looks like he's on something now.
Yeah.
You know, he looks like he's on antidepressants.
He's got those red eyes. They could be, you could go and just paint a little bloodshot in there a little bit, and he'd be.
He's high, let's put it that way. There's no way he's not high.
Yep. Now, here's an example with Kix of how we've gone healthy. Because it used to be the name Kix, and then you saw the bowl of cereal with fruit added to it, and it was there. Now, you don't see there's a transparent window, basically, on the box. And you see the cereal inside a little husk of corn to tell you that this is all natural.
Kix was always corn bland cereal. As shit. Those commercials of kids love Kix?
Yeah.
No, they don't. Parents love Kix.
Was it kid tested, mother approved, or something like that?
I've never met a kid who
said,
yeah, I want this over Trix or some sugar cereal.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll notice it says kid tested, mother approved. Never says anything about the kids approving.
Yeah, he tested it. He didn't approve of it. He tested the shit, though.
Lucky Charms, I do remember the leprechaun used to be
flaming. That's the only way I can put it. He was flaming, dude.
He was even more racist and gay than he is now. And now he's pretty racist and pretty gay, but he used to talk with a lisp.
I don't remember the lisp.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't do an
Irish.
Was
he totally cleaning out?
No, he was Graham Norton. Graham Norton is the freaking honey, is the Lucky Charms leprechaun.
Okay.
Gay Irishman, that's all he was. Now he's, it's almost, look at the shading on the face now versus then, and it's almost Harry Potter-esque. It's that.
Well, I'm sure that's intentional.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's that light from underneath and almost making him magical.
And then again, Trix, we go to, you know what the old 50s Trix Rabbit reminds me of? Something out of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the animation style that he uses looks like, that Moose and Squirrel could be there at any time.
Yes, that very Mary Blair influenced,
Moose and Squirrel
shapes put together. And now, I always wondered, what the hell would be wrong with giving the rabbit a little freaking cereal?
Well, he's clearly a crack addict. You don't want to be an enabler.
Why not? It's cereal. It's not crack.
You've never seen New Jack City, huh? Everything Chris Rock went through in that movie to get clean? The rabbit needs to go to rehab.
This is the tricks that I used to really like. The classic with just the strawberry and the regular puffs.
The strawberry and yellow.
Yeah, strawberry and the yellow. And that was, it was the pink and yellow puffs, and that was it. I've had enough with these multicolored, ultra bumpy, weird shaped crap. Because it all just ends up tasting the same in the box. Apple Jacks I love. I do like Apple Jacks.
I've never liked Apple. See, I like apples, but Apple Jacks just never did anything
for
me.
Well, that's the weird thing about Apple Jacks is they don't really feature apple as a flavor. They're cinnamon, and they always have been cinnamon, and they used to have an apple as their spokesman. Literally, a carved up apple.
With Apple Jacks for eyes.
Right.
Which is actually a little creepy. It's probably creepier than you're imagining
it. It's a little creepy. Now they, of course, have the evil apple and the cinnamon, the Jamaican cinnamon stick.
Oh, I'm totally out of the loop on that. I don't remember the cinnamon.
Really? Yeah, there he is.
I don't remember him. Okay.
Oh yes, and again, I wouldn't mind having what's inside—a Star Trek badge.
I have that because that wasn't an Apple Jacks exclusive. I have that. Oh, and now we're getting into racist as shit.
Yes.
The cotton picking black monkey for Cocoa Krispies in the 50s.
Yes.
I'm not exaggerating, people. He is. He looks like he is out of an old slave movie, working at the cotton gin. And he's a huge, dark, black monkey.
And if you look up some of the commercials, he spoke like Uncle Remus.
Yeah, this is about as racist as you could get. And I can't believe they didn't get called on it.
Yeah. Now, Raisin Bran. I mean, Kellogg's had some great spokespeople.
I always remember Our Lifetime was the sun.
Yes.
The thing with the sun. I don't remember this thing with the big bees.
I was going to say, when you think Raisin Bran, obviously you think bees. No, you don't.
You think dried up grapes?
Yes, dried up grapes or the sun that would bring the two scoops out and scoop them in. You would just pour the cereal and the sun would appear with the
Except
two scoops.
I don't know if it was just the voice actor they had in the commercials for the sun. He always seemed like he was coming down. He always seemed like he just smoked a bowl a couple hours ago and he really needs another. That's what he always seemed like. I don't know if now, that was just the voice actor or intentional.
See, now this is a move because the cornflakes rooster, the rooster on the box, I've always known the rooster.
I've always known the rooster as well, yeah.
So, but a big old thing of corn makes sense. And I'm surprised
well,
they haven't brought
flakes,
that back.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't brought that back. This being the original Kellogg's cereal
well,
back when
maybe the rooster signifying the farm where the corn is grown.
Could
perhaps?
Be. I don't know. I don't know. Now, Captain Crunch, again, from the 1970s, that
I
want to
know, what is he
a
captain
line.
Of?
He's not a captain.
Because, okay, I mean, clearly he's in some sort of naval military.
Yes.
But he never seems to have any troops. He never seems to have anyone above him. Is there an Admiral Crunch? Is there somebody giving him orders?
Well, why would there be an Admiral Crunch? So I'm sure there may be an Admiral, but I'm sure his last name isn't Crunch.
Oh, come on. You know that this thing is full of nepotism straight through. You know the Admiral got his son a captaincy.
Actually, you know what's really frightening?
That you've thought of this too?
No.
But I'm reading way too much into it.
A very good friend of mine in Evansville, his name is ironically, well, the name that he went by was Scott, who's a naval chief. And he took me to visit the armory in Evansville and introduced me to Captain Crunch. His real last name was Crunch. He was a captain. He was Captain Crunch. That's why I say this one's not a captain. He's a cap'n.
Yeah, he is a captain. That is captain. You are right on that.
Yeah.
And then now we have Fruit Loops again. Okay, was there a lot of LSD in the 60s? I mean, I know there was, but was there in the ad agencies? Because this is another LSD hallucination of a huge beaked toucan pretending he's Carmen Miranda.
Right. Well, Toucan Sam's always been around. Always been the spokesman for Fruit Loops. But again, Fruit Loops, we've gone through some major changes with Fruit Loops. It used to be cherry, orange, lemon. That was your flavors. That's it. Now you have whatever the hell
nine
purple
flavors
is and orange and blue, and they're twisted and everything like that. Stop messing with the cereals.
The only messing with I'll give them at Halloween when they release the Halloween Fruit Loops with the ghost marshmallows. Oh, those are good. Those are so good. Those are so, so good.
Oh, this isn't what I thought it was.
No.
These are all lies. Lies.
You know, and it's just there's, I don't know. Breakfast cereal seems so bland today. I mean, just, it's because we're not kids anymore, but the kids of today don't seem to be as excited over cereal as we did.
Well, they're not, because there's no Saturday morning cartoons in which to enjoy your dry cereal with. That's one of the big things. Plus, you've got two types of cereals. You've got the healthy cereals, like Cheerios.
And the chocolate frosted sugar bombs.
And the holy shit, fucking amazing sugar extreme 32 billion flavors in one box cereals. You've got no good cereals anymore that are just like, yeah, we're pretty unhealthy, but we taste good. You know, that's why I like Golden Grahams. They haven't changed.
All right, then let me ask you this. In your cereal buying experience, even when your mom or your dad was buying the cereal for you, okay, do you remember ever choosing the cereal not for the cereal but for the prize?
Oh, of course.
That it was, I really don't like that cereal, but it's got a glow-in-the-dark Enterprise.
Exactly.
I really want that glow-in-the-dark Enterprise.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think I had so many cornflakes growing up? Because you would get the cornflakes, pour on the milk, and then take the entire sugar bowl and just dump it in there.
That's if you the milk didn't just or the flakes didn't sop it all up, and you go, where'd all my milk go? Oh, they're all in the damn flakes now. God damn it.
Now, here's one from the late 80s, early 90s that has recently made a comeback.
I don't like Oreos to begin with.
I don't like Oreos either, and I didn't like the cereal, but Oreo O's, for some reason I've noticed with recent generation, has this soft, there's this little place in their heart for Oreo O's.
I want my goddamn Waffle O's back, god damn it.
Waffle O's would be nice.
Give me my Waffle O's.
Do they still have the honeycomb?
Honeycomb's still around, yeah.
Honeycomb's still around.
Honeycomb's still around. Again, honeycomb's pretty good. It looks bland, but it actually has a lot of flavor in the pores of those things.
And
so,
I always liked honeycomb because the pieces, at least as
they're
far
huge.
As I remember them, they were gigantic.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm sure I get them and they're quite small. But
that's because you're bigger.
Exactly. But I remember these pieces
their
being giant.
Their size didn't change. Their proportions to you changed.
Exactly. My size changed.
But kids today, I mean, like, you know, like we were talking about with the cereal boxes, you know, the prize. we wanted that prize. We wanted that glow-in-the-dark Enterprise. We wanted the Star Trek card or whatever it was. Nowadays, and I know people who do this, I don't like that cereal. I'm just going to go to eBay and I'll pay 70 cents plus shipping for it. And you go, fuck it. It's not the same thing. It's kind of about the hunt, isn't it? I have to eat this whole box of cereal. It makes that glow-in-the-dark Enterprise so much more worth it when you got to eat that bowl, that entire box of cereal you didn't want.
Oh.
It makes it... It means more, God damn it.
Yes, and Mom never let us, never, because, you know, you...
If you bought it, you ate it.
You bought it, you ate it, and you didn't get the prize until you ate down to the prize. You didn't go home and dump it all into a big bowl.
Oh, I always did. Arms straight in the box. Where is it? Where is it? Ah, plastic. Here we go.
But there was always the really, really good prizes, and the mail-aways you did for cereal.
Yeah, you had to save so many box tops, and you'd mail it in for an exclusive G.I. Joe figure an exclusive Star Wars figure or a Gremlins poster or something. Yeah, I remember that shit.
That shit was awesome.
And nowadays, I'm sorry, it doesn't, and again, I know we sound like Grandpa Simpson here, always, you know, my era was better, but I'm sorry, nowadays, and I'm serious, some cereals come with a flash drive with the newest Britney Spears song on it and stuff. And I'm like, that's not the same. I'm sorry. Something is missing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I saw one, like when the J.J. Abrams Star Trek movie came out in 2009. I don't remember what cereal it had because they were franchised on a whole bunch of them. One of them had a flash drive on it that had an exclusive sneak peek of the movie. Not the same, dude. Not.
Yeah, you know, back in our day, you saw the previews for the movie when you saw the previews for the movie. But in the cereal box, again, you got the badge, you got the little glow-in-the-dark Enterprise, you got, you know, you would get stuff like that, something you could play with even long after the movie. Even if the movie sucked, some of these prizes were pretty awesome.
Indeed.
Hot Wheels. I remember Hot Wheels being given away in cereal boxes.
Actually, I think there was a Hot Wheels cereal for a while.
I think there was.
I actually was, because I when you brought that up, I'm like, I actually kind of remember Hot Wheels.
I'm sure it was like Hot Wheelios or something like that. But
yeah, I do remember that. But yeah, it's not the same. And, you know, and then you've got sellout artists like Metallica that are releasing singles. Hey, our new single is debuting in boxes of Lucky Charms.
Now,
I'm sorry. No, just no.
there's nothing like a little bit of rock with your Irish stereotypes. Now, the one thing that I do remember was we did get music with cereal boxes. It was usually some corny little original, you know, commercial.
Yeah, but that's basically what it was.
But the distribution system was awesome. How many of those little plastic square records did you have?
Not as many as you'd think.
I had tons of them. Little cellophane records. Yeah. You would get a song on each side, and it was maybe a couple minutes long.
Yeah. I've got the one for Billy and the Boingers bootleg from the Bloom County.
Yeah, that's an excellent example right there. But they were just square, flimsy plastic.
Which never played properly.
Never. Never.
Never played the way they should, because they were too flimsy. You need the rigidity of what a record is to actually hold the needle in the place that it's supposed to go for an LP. Sorry, guys. A little flimsy piece of plastic, a little piece of cellophane, doesn't do it. Doesn't do it.
Nope.
Doesn't do it.
Nope.
So we're running out of time, though. So has this been our least relevant episode ever?
It really has. We need to record another episode for next week that's a little bit more relevant. What are we going to talk about?
Not breakfast cereal.
Okay.
So.
Lunch cereal?
I'm done. You've got a minute to fill. Go.
You know what? Filling a minute is not nearly as easy as you would think it was.
I learned that when I worked in radio.
I know.
You say to yourself, it's only 10 seconds between the song and you know, the news coming on. But because 10 seconds isn't long enough to actually say anything substantive, but it's a long time when you have nothing to say, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. In fact, I remember one of our local radio stations back in Muncie, you had to call up and they would give you a subject and you had to talk without repeating yourself for a full minute. on this. It kind of like the British game show Just a Minute.
But so you out there, see if you guys can really tell just how long a minute is when you've got nothing to say. Because we're doing that right now.
And it's
we're
somehow actually working. That's why we're in radio.
And we're it's somehow meta how we're talking about not being able to fill a minute by filling a minute.
I just hope that we don't run out of time before we're able to...